Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
That's a good one. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, good vibes and variety. Winterland tickets, they are going to sell out. And all this week, we have lots of chances to win. Every day, 9.05, 12.05, and 5.05. You can win tickets and a meet and greet with Rob Thomas. Incredible. Alice in Winterland starring Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, John Kay, December 4th, 1 month from today at the Masonic. Try and win these tickets, but get tickets.
It's always neat to see people backstage and taking it all in and meeting a big star. And usually,
some fanfare.
Almost always, the celebrities that they get to meet are cool and know how to do it.
Right.
Know how to make you feel like you're getting a moment. And so...
And you get a little picture to walk away
fun,
with.
Yep.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple things on TV tonight. I didn't even realize that they had the second season premiere of Squid Game, The Challenge. This is the real life where nobody dies version of Squid Game on Netflix. And I think this one has a pretty good cash prize, too, as opposed to some of the game shows.
You finished the
sequel. Squid Game. Yeah.
I never even got to one of them.
I actually wonder if I didn't finish it because I can't think how it ends.
Oh my God, the prize is $4.5
million. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finally, we were just talking about this last week about how the game shows need to up their.
Yeah, we were. That's true. Apparently Netflix has money to burn because that can't be the cheapest show. I think they start with 456 people just like in Squid Game.
Let me ask you a question. This is going to be embarrassing in terms of what's happened to our sort of society and how money is.
Okay.
Is $1 million, let's say you're 20 and you win $1 million. Is that life-changing money?
Yes. No matter who you are. Well, if you're a billionaire already, it's not life-changing money.
No. I'm talking about someone who's just coming up, a 20-year-old.
It can be. Unfortunately... You could make that money grow and support you for the rest of your life. You could, if you have the right financial advice. But
is $500,000
well
the same?
I'm also thinking taxes come
out
of
right.
that stuff.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
So start by cutting prize money in half, basically. Mm-hmm. Let's say you win $1 million. You get $500,000. That spends pretty fast. If you win that money, children... Call Merrill Lynch. Like, I don't know. Like, find somebody to
help
you.
That's what I'm saying. The only way that's life-changing money is if you don't go to Hawaii and you don't
buy a Lamborghini.
So if you invest that and let's say you go, I'm going to go with
whatever
stock you think.
Right.
Yeah, it could change your life, but you'd have to live it by the same means you started with in order for that
Just
to grow.
Just knowing that you have a cushion.
Such a pisser. Mm-hmm. $1 million should be... I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, everybody.
No.
I'm going to hit the beach and...
Well, maybe you could move to Mexico and just, you know, live on the beach. I don't know.
Anyway.
I do think, though, it is life-changing money, even if you spend it all in the 1 month that you'll actually have it if you don't do something smart
with it. If you survive that month,
right?
Then yes.
If you survive that month, it may actually change your life. Anyways, the second season premiere of Squid Game, The Challenge, is starting on Netflix today.
And the prize is $4.5 million.
Yeah.
Now that changes your life, yep. I think.
The series premiere of All's Fair is also tonight. It's on Hulu. This is the Kim Kardashian, Sarah Paulson, Niecy Nash, Naomi Watts, Teyana Taylor, Glenn Close. I put the trailer up a while ago. Maybe I'll just post this again so that it's up high on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But this is a team of female lawyers, the attorneys, leave their male-dominated firm. They open their own practice. And even in the trailer, you see they give you a pretty good overview of what's going to happen this season. And it actually looks really good. I thought to myself, that might be a good guilty pleasure watch for me. Like, it is catty. And fun. And also seems like very bad things happen.
I don't like that catty thing.
It's all right. It's
such a bummer.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, there's things I've watched my daughter and her little friends go through where I'm just like, what is wrong with you guys? You guys are friends.
Mm.
What are you doing? And I was just at the talent show talking to one of the other moms of one of the kids that my kid get. I'm like, what is going on with our kids? And this is her response. They're girls.
Mm.
And I just went, I hate that answer.
Right.
And I said, a lot of the kids I came up with, whether or not we get to see each other as often as we like, we're still great. I would leave now and run to Jason Sisko's aid if he needed it. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or Billy or, right. You know, it's just one of those weird things where I'm sitting there going, what the?
I've spent a lot of time thinking about that as my own kids went through school and I watched really hard things happen to them and them do things that I thought were dubious choices. Mm-hmm. And it is all a part of
growing up
and learning to be empathetic and to know what is that good is better than cool. Be good. Be a good person. I don't mean behave yourself. I mean, be a good person.
No, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you 1,000%. Mm. But now, all of a sudden, catty.
It's rough, though.
Feels like too close to home because I got little girls. So I'm sitting there thinking, yuck.
And she's not on Instagram yet, is she?
No, and she isn't getting anywhere near it for a while.
Because that is, I've watched my niece just have a meltdown because somebody didn't like something that she posted. And like.
And I know they
she freaked out
because I can see that they like this other
person. They cross-reference other people who've liked other things. And I'm like, you are too deep into that.
Yeah.
Way too deep.
There's a family values group called 1 Million Moms.
Okay.
And it is a division of the American Family Association. Sounds fun.
Sounds like a trick. What is it?
Well, they're mad at Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
And it's weird, but I'll just tell you the story and then you can tell me your thoughts on it. So this family values group, 1 Million Moms, thinks that Wheel of Fortune is too dirty. Apparently, they started this current season. Ryan Seacrest is the host. You may know that things have switched around a little bit there. They started this with it's a new category called WTF. What the fun?
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
That was the...
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
That's dirty.
That's way dirtier than anything they're doing here. So, 1 Million Moms has launched a petition urging the producers to return the show to its family-friendly roots because earlier this year they started using the phrase, what the fun? They actually call it WTF sometimes. So it's, the group says, unfortunately, the recently added puzzle category, what the fun, aims at a mature modern audience with insinuated profanity, making it no longer suitable for family viewing.
Well, at least that's exactly what's happening there. I don't think it takes it away from family viewing, but they're right. That's a modern play on words.
Yeah. And that's what that entire game is a play on words. They added, Wheel has deliberately chosen to include controversial categories instead of wholesome ones. Wheel producers don't care about what children hear. What the fun? Come on.
I love the way you're reading.
Well, she's obviously
You're putting the tone into the reading of that.
Everyone knows kids repeat what they hear. I don't want my kids saying, what the fun? insinuated profanity. Eddie's show is extremely disrespectful to families. Wheel should maintain its original design. As of last night, the petition had about 12,000 signatures. So a few less than the million moms that we expected to join. I'm reaching a little bit with the name. So here are some of the puzzles that they put out there under the category. The category is what the fun. One of them is dancing all night long, riding my bike everywhere, scuba diving by a coral reef, making a fool of myself, catching a fly ball. These, I mean, wow. I don't want kids saying any of that stuff.
And so has Wheel been forced?
I have no response from them. I just wanted you to know that don't worry if you were offended by the WTF, what the fun category that they've added. It's not that kind of
scuba diving by a coral reef.
Oh, yeah.
It's dirty.
Okay, go on.
Were the others
riding my bike everywhere? Like what? I don't even. Honestly, that's not even like a common saying. I thought these were all like supposed to be common phrases. Riding my bike everywhere.
I don't know.
Is that something I missed out? Is that like a thing that the kids know that I don't know?
Well, you did that as a kid, but right?
Yeah, certainly.
I mean, that's one of the things in Stranger Things, which is coming up any minute now,
right? They'll
be
riding their bikes everywhere.
Well, as kids in the early episodes, when they're out on their bikes racing around the town trying to get to one kid's house versus the other, that is every kid.
Yeah.
That's why it's fun and relatable is you're like, I did that with my boys.
Right.
We did that.
Catching a fly ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
that's
what?
Dirty.
Making a fool of myself.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I get what
so
they're
stupid.
Grinding on, but.
Do you?
The F. The WTF. That's it. That's all that got under their skin.
I think they're claiming that phrase as what the fun. Come on. Yeah, okay. Well, everyone's outraged.
This reminds me of when PETA gets up in the comments with ridiculous complaints about, like when they complained about Mario Kart having the cows in Moo Moo Meadows.
Yeah.
Yep. Just trying to get some PR for their mission.
Sure. And I didn't know about 1 million moms.
Exactly.
Until now.
And now you're telling the whole Bay Area about it. So they did it. They won.
Foiled again.
415, Wheel of Fortune should base a new category dedicated to Sarah. YMINIF.
You make it up.
Yeah.
You make it up.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know what you should do. You know what you should do would be very good.
You make it not fun.
I'm trying to keep it fun.
What the fun, Sarah?
Oh my.
He did it.
Fun.
It's the best song I've heard on this show.
That would really sound good on Wheel of Fortune.
Next story.
Mm-hmm.
Jon Stewart has renewed for another year.
Oh, only once a week?
A week.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I think I read years ago that when he left the Daily Show, Jon Stewart is a comedian. Actually, he had like a talk show on MTV, I think, back in the olden days.
Yeah, the Jon Stewart Show.
He's great. I absolutely love Jon Stewart.
He also had a night slot on Fox
at
11:30 up against the others, and it went away quick. But
that's
I liked it.
Yeah. They should try again with that.
At that time, he didn't do politics at all.
He's just a funny guy.
Just a comedian guy.
Mm. Oh, my God. South Park this week. Right. I guess it's last week's episode, but it's this whole like brown nose, Pam Bondi brown nose thing. The whole joke is that South Park is ruined. It's getting too political because they live in South Park. But it's like such a play on words. It's just like. Because there are a lot of people complaining that South Park, the show, is too political. And so they did it. It was funny. Anyway, Jon Stewart.
Can't believe. I love that you're watching it, but I'm shocked. Like, I just don't have one second to get squeeze in South Park.
I squeeze it in when I squeeze in the Daily Show and the monologues from all the late night shows. It's added to the line. Whenever there's a new one, I'm like, Jon! There's a new South Park. Comes running in. The brown nose thing is really funny. And wrong. Everything about that show is wrong. Jon Stewart has signed another deal. So he's currently doing Mondays on the show, on The Daily Show. And it's a bummer that he doesn't just come back full time.
I thought that's what he was in the middle of negotiating. I must have misread it.
Maybe they talked about it, but he's signed through 2026. So at least we'll continue to have that. So today is the day that I would actually get a chance to watch last night's Daily Show. So every Tuesday, I'm always like, it's time to watch.
There was a lot of concern that they wouldn't re-sign him because of, you know, the cowtail and, you know, Paramount's doing.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yes, for sure. There's a lot happening in the world right now. And you saying, you know, he wasn't political on his show, that is not the case anymore.
Like, no, I understand.
It is about politics.
But you wouldn't have, no, I remember one of his biggest bits on his Fox nightly show. This is, what's his name again?
Jon Stewart.
Is he's a New Yorker in California.
Yeah.
Trying to find a place where he can have a cigarette without catching crap for it.
Oh.
And he ends up on a water tower in the middle of nowhere. And then the wind picks up and he ends up falling off and the Jon Stewart dummy.
Yes.
All the way to the ground where he is.
There he is laying there. Grit. Taking his last.
Yeah,
smokes.
It's one of those things that I remember because he was just a comedian guy and real good, but it went away quick.
He's really sharp and he goes off on these rants that make you really think to yourself, boy, I sure wish that guy would run for president. Anyway, Jon Stewart's renewed. I want to say when he left the show, he was making $13 million a year. Like, he was making real money on that show, which you wouldn't even think, like, on, you know, on Comedy Central, like, for a commentator. And I don't know what they were paying Trevor Noah when he took over. But the last few years, it's been kind of a rotating staff. Some of the people who are, like, the reporters on the show, they'll anchor a whole week. Michael Costa is kind of a standout, but I live for Mondays. Well, I live for Tuesdays because that's when I watch it. But it sounds like he's signed on for another year. I don't have terms. I don't see what he's going to get paid. But I'm super glad that he's coming back. So there's that. Charlie Sheen is in the news. He wants to clarify what he meant when he said that he'd had some man-on-man experiences.
I think we understand that,
he
does, Charlie.
No, we don't. Apparently had nothing to do with anything about the back door. So.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. I thought the same thing. I thought, oh, well.
Oh, well, then if you hear Bill Clinton say it, then he has not had sex with that person.
He hasn't. Yeah. Depends on what your definition of is. Charlie Sheen admitted that he'd had sexual encounters with men back when he was hitting the crack pipe on the regular. Now he says, no, you guys got the wrong idea. When people say sex with men, you immediately think of, you know, that one thing you think of. It wasn't that. I don't know that that matters, but that's the only part of it that I'm like, it wasn't full-fledged, man. They say you experiment in college, you know? I never went to college, so maybe that explains it. He's says he's not clarifying out of shame, just accuracy. He says, you know, sex with men, it's a bit of a broad category. So I guess we can use our imaginations. I've already imagined a few different scenarios.
Yeah, I didn't even bother to imagine it. And Charlie is like,
apparently he's getting asked about it enough that he's like, oh, maybe I should qualify that. Winning. Duh.
Okay.
And then I'll end with this.
I'm shocked to hear he had a line, but okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe he didn't have a line. He's just like, nah, I just never went there.
All right.
Jen Aniston has finally gone Instagram official with her hypnotist boyfriend. That's it. She's in. He has tricked her. He's a hypnotist, you guys. We need to save her.
Let me ask you something.
His name is Jim Curtis.
Is that a thing that you would have to sort of swallow, like a tough pill to swallow, the whole my hypnotist boyfriend?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yep. Really, you're a hypnotist? By the way, he's also like, they call him the love guru. Like he's an advice guy.
Oh, well, that's not bad. We're that too.
He's written some books. Yeah. Oh, no, we totally are. Yeah.
But I would say that hypnotist is below magician in terms of the title you carry.
It is a weird thing because psychology uses, or psychiatry, some, there are people who are, you know, can hypnotize you and you might dig up some long buried trauma from your childhood or something. And people sometimes will go to a hypnotist to quit smoking and maybe that's effective. Like, I do feel like people can get hypnotized.
What's worse, if you were dating a psychic or a hypnotist?
Psychic is worse.
Yeah. Psychic? Okay, here it is. What do we have?
What's the magician, psychic, hypnotist?
Okay, kill, kiss, marry, kill.
Kiss, marry, kill.
Hold on, because I was going to say pro bowler is above magician.
I disagree. Oh,
really?
A pro bowler? They may not be, you know.
I don't know.
They're
man.
Still an athlete.
Yeah. Magicians are fun to watch.
But a pro bowler probably makes more money than the average magician.
No, no chance.
I'm with you. Pro bowler definitely is above magician.
Right.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I guess it depends which magician we're talking about here.
And then
like
hypnotist.
A successful one.
And then psychic.
So what's kiss, marry,
kill?
All right,
so
what's
I think
kiss,
I'd rather kill? Be with a hip or with a psychic because I don't want a hypnotist messing with me.
Yeah, but psychic is just
yeah,
bunk.
I kill
it's
the psychic
bunk.
Immediately.
Yeah.
I kill the psychic. I guess I kiss the hypnotist and I marry the magician.
I what definitely marry the magician.
Yeah.
So fun. I love magic.
Like, boom, here's a cup of coffee just the way you like it. Abracadabra.
No, I would kill the psychic, kiss the magician, and marry the hypnotist.
You'd marry the hypnotist.
Yeah, the magician would get... They kind of freak me out. I don't like them.
Well, you don't like clowns.
Classic.
You don't like anything fun.
They're in your face.
Of course they
hey,
do.
Grab a car,
everyone's
you know?
In your face.
Anyway, Jennifer Aniston and Jim Curtis went Instagram official this past weekend.
All right. Well, I think that was something she had to get her head around.
Took her a while.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's probably finally like, either I got to dump this guy or I got to get with the fact that that's his title in life.
Yeah.
Has she been public with a boyfriend?
Well, she married Thoreau.
Yeah.
It's been a bit since she has.
I can't remember the last time she was like, this is my boyfriend.
Oh, I'm so excited for her.
Me too? I don't know. This guy like has kind of creepy eyes.
What?
I'm sure because
he's a hypnotist. They have creepy eyes. Look into my eyes.
Ugh. I don't.
It's all fine. I mean, we don't know her or anything, so she can date whoever she wants.
I don't know the hypnotist. I know that we had a hypnotist on our show back in Philly.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those moments where they were doing someone in the building, like he had to find the right person. And I don't know if he pulled that person aside and just said, listen, this is all horse, you know what?
Right.
So I just need you to play along.
It's a radio bit person.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's how that went or not. But I know I wasn't buying 1 second of any of it and just thought, I'll just keep my mouth shut because I don't want to ruin the bit. But this guy's full of it. And so is our person that's in there. Like, I think.
Did you believe it at the time?
No. No.
He doesn't believe it.
I don't think it's.
I've been to hypnosis shows, though, where people do go up on the stage and you feel like they really did just bite an onion like it was an apple. They think it's an apple.
And you don't think the hypnotist said in advance, listen.
It is 100% possible that every person up there was a plant. But
I've chosen
I do feel
you
like
because
sometimes people.
You're the smartest, funniest, prettiest person in the room.
I'm hypnotized.
And,
right. Tell me more.
I don't know.
We're really out of time. What's coming up then? I know.
We finally have our first Halloween costume gone wrong after these.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, 6 o'clock this Thursday morning. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is The Family Stone. Get all caught up and then join us and let us know what you think of The Family Stone on Bob's Movie Club.
I'd never seen it. So this is a yet again... Bob is exposing me to a film that I went by me without, I didn't even notice.
You're about maybe a quarter of the way through, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. Like I didn't want to watch Dirty Dancing, but the others, I'm excited that I've watched something that, you know, for the first time.
Right.
It's cool. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. The toughest pets, the ones you don't see. Drywood termites quietly damage your home. ATCO Pest Control makes termite control easy and lasting. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. Mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off this month.
Please mention us everywhere. Tell all your friends.
All of them. Thanks. Okay, so we do have a mix of sun and clouds depending on where you're at. I have blue skies over San Francisco at the moment, but there's some wind already blowing. I can see the flags out there.
Yeah.
That's going to get strong by tonight, and we'll have rain early overnight and into the early morning. So tomorrow's commute, kind of wet.
Dicey.
Mm-hmm.
It's wet down there.
So there's your weather. Today's temps in the mid-60s, even pushing 70, so still... A nice
fall day.
Day, but rain is coming and snow, which is good.
We need
today
that.
Is the day we vote, everyone. So
if you haven't already mailed it in, get that in the mail.
Also, former Vice President Dick Cheney has passed away at the age of 84. I begin with this one. I expected more of these, and so I'll keep my eyes peeled, but Halloween is a chance for people to be something else and have some fun and get crazy and, you know.
Fly their freak flag.
Well, whatever it is, you know. And I realize now we have to be more thoughtful about the kinds of things we choose to dress as.
Yeah. People get in trouble for that stuff.
Yep. Especially in the workplace. In this case, this guy did lose his job.
Oh. Over his Halloween costume.
He didn't do it at work. So it's, you know, you might question whether or not it should have. But then again, went for the number one villain in the history of the world. Arguably, I should have started that with arguably the number one villain in the history.
The one we all are thinking about right now.
I don't know who you're thinking about.
Well, Hitler or Stalin or...
A hockey coach has been dismissed and a bar is facing backlash after images surfaced showing a man dressed as a Nazi at a Halloween party. Not just any Nazi.
The Nazi.
He's got the one, the mustache, the one guy that we're all thinking of here. And so Drake University, he's a volunteer hockey coach, but he had to be done away with.
Mm.
He was at a bar where now they're facing threats and backlash after images surfaced of Donnie Gardner dressed as a Nazi at a business's Halloween bash.
Oh, boy.
He said, I wore that. When asked, you know, by someone in the news, by a reporter.
It is a costume. I just feel like, don't you know by now? Don't you know?
It shows very poor judgment.
It shows terrible judgment.
Let me see if I got, there he is. Oh, come on. Don't turn on to the, hold on. This thing's now showing an ad.
It's okay. I mean,
there he is.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's not good.
He's super Hitler-y.
It, right?
He's got the haircut. He's got, yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
It's high and tight on the haircut. Yep. He's got the little half a mustache. Right. He's got the armband. It's all the stuff. It's what you'd imagine.
Oh, one question, and I'm not sure this really changes my opinion on it, but is he Jewish?
It doesn't specify. It doesn't say whether or not.
I don't think anyone Jewish would have the...
Well, I don't...
Yeah, that's...
I feel like it helps a little bit.
No.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, sure. Like,
it's your thing. Like, we were talking about
this yesterday.
This is
my supervillain.
This is your thing to be able to make fun of. Kind of.
Mm.
But I obviously think it's absurd.
Yeah, don't do it.
I'm just saying.
It's a terrible choice. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Let's just stick with that. Forget I asked.
We want no trouble.
When I said the worst villain, you know.
Yes.
You thought of him, right? You thought of Hitler.
I did. I think of Stalin, too. I mean, there's Stalin
Hitler's number one with an exclamation point.
He's definitely the one that everyone thinks of, you know?
I mean,
we've all seen the
68 million people died. Yeah. Bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's a lock for number one. I think Stalin, you could argue number two, certainly.
I thought Stalin was like 20 million and Hitler was 6 million.
No, that 6 million Jews.
Yeah.
But in the war, I believe it was like 68
million. Oh,
that
68 million, people died. I thought the most people, the most Americans that died in a war was the Civil War.
And that's because we fought ourselves in that situation. But anyway, so a guy went as a Nazi to a Halloween party and has been removed from his volunteer coaching job at the school. Drake University has
condemned... Does he have another job, too, that he's going to also lose?
I'm going to have to assume he did. You can't pay the bills on a volunteer, hockey coach.
I don't know how old he is, but he looks like he's in his 40s.
Oh, a little addition to the story from the 415. The Hitler guy is all over social media saying the Holocaust didn't happen. This is beyond bad taste. He's a maniac.
Okay.
Good riddance, Bozo.
Yeah, see you, Bozo.
Good he got fired.
Yeah.
There's an employee at the place going, it's just a costume, you guys, relax.
So I've been seeing people stand up for Julia Fox being like, you forget Halloween's supposed to be scary, you know, because she did the Jackie O post shooting costume.
Right. It's supposed to be. I'm making a statement about how scary Halloween is.
No.
Right. Well, there's one.
I would
for
be
you.
Scared if I saw Hitler. Yikes.
Even if you, never mind. It's just one of those things where I feel like we all should go left if there's any chance it's going to remove you from being able to make a living in this world.
Yeah. Even if you're not making a living because you're a volunteer.
Well, he must.
He must have something. Maybe he has his own plumbing company or something.
He just went viral. Like this is, and not because we're talking about it. The reason I'm talking about it is it's viral. It's going to cause him trouble going forward, but okay. And others know that he continued to, he's a denier on top of it all.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Didn't Prince Harry dress Hitler one?
Yep. No, he dressed it. He dressed as a Nazi. Uniform.
He seemed to have gotten off scot-free.
There was a lot of heat when that happened.
Well, I'm sure there was, but he didn't get fired from Princeton. He did that to himself later.
Yeah.
I mean, they just fired Prince Andrew.
I'm sure that was a step in the process of his
departure.
Don't you think?
I think he was a kid.
He was like in college. Remember, he was a wild kid. Like he was partying all the time.
He was a spare.
Yeah. Weren't there nudes of him at some Vegas party in some hotel?
Some lady took his picture. I mean, listen,
if I were a prince, it would have undone me too. We all know my downfall, and I wasn't princely in any way, or with any of the money or any of the stuff that he had access to.
Right.
He had people who could, protect him. We've let this go far enough. Get him back to his room.
Right. I'm sure he had people with him at all times.
Right.
And still, they somehow gave him the nod to take the girl with the phone into the room.
Almost.
Heaven, West Virginia.
Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River.
Famous?
You have that cocked and loaded just waiting to go, huh?
At all times.
No.
He's a mountaineer.
All right.
Almost 10% of Americans admit to having slept with their boss.
Oh.
I slept with my boss's ex-wife.
Oh.
For revenge?
No. I always thought she was good looking, and it was at my first radio station. I was in college. And they separated, and we met up at a bar. And
they hadn't even divorced yet.
And he's still we're tight. Like I talked to him still. Like he was.
Does he know this story?
He does know the story.
Oh,
later on, we were out, and I was like, yeah, did you know that Tiffany and I hooked up? And he did not, but he was cool with it. He didn't care.
Well, he didn't have a choice. You'd already done it.
Yeah.
Like, had you gone to him and said,
"Like, could have broken up with
Maddie."
Is
it cool? Well, sure, but they don't see each other. When's the last time you saw this guy?
A couple months ago, actually.
Oh my god!
Yeah, at the last conference
still
I
good
went
friends.
To.
I mean, if you'd gone up to him and said, "Since you're done, is it okay if I?" And I'm pretty sure he would have said no.
Please don't.
Pretty sure he would have said no.
There's a million girls a lot more than a million girls in the world. You could have any one of those.
He could have half of any
one of the million. 500.
I'm gonna go crazy.
1,000 girls would say yes to you, and you got to go after Tiffany.
Yep.
Jeez, Maddie.
Was he still your boss?
No. Yeah. Yes. 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 He was.
Oh, Maddie.
Yeah.
Oh, Maddie. What is happening?
I touched my wrist.
You know what? I'll do the rest of this story next time around. 800-400-3697 is our text number.
I just got to read this one because they've texted it in 17 times this morning. Maddie!
Is it all Chapel Run all the time?
No, it's my man's birthday. Happy 37th to Brandon. I love you. We're both longtime listeners. From school drop-offs to now driving to work together. We love y'all.
Aw,
love
you.
Great. Happy birthday, Brandon.
Brandon.
Happy birthday, Brandon. Brando. What else you got?
More on that guy. That dude, I guess, evidently a self-employed flooring person from the 415.
He's a flooring person?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to affect his bottom line. You watch.
Wait,
Aren't you the guy who dressed as Hitler?
I thought you said he was a coach.
He was a volunteer hockey coach, and the school had to get rid of him because they have to separate themselves from the guy who went to a Halloween party as Hitler. But I guess if he's making his dollars, you know, laying floor, then we'll see if people... I'm sure there are some who would go, I'm with him. Let's hire that guy. But I think there are more out there that would say, no.
Or they just go, he does such a good job.
Yeah, if you're good at something, I guess.
He's the best bid.
And then one on the hypnotist thing from the 408. Years ago, four of us went to see a hypnotist here in San Jose. One of my friends was chosen to go on stage, and she really did all these weird things and did not remember a thing afterwards. It was totally real. Linda from Campbell. I love Campbell.
What do you have to say to that, Vin? Are you calling her friend a liar?
No, I'm sure she was completely hypnotized, not drunk at all, and absolutely 100 went under and did all the things suggested without any knowledge of that.
My sister Tina says she kills the hypnotist.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's
going to marry the psychic. She said, because he can tell us where to invest because she thinks that psychics are real, I guess.
Tina.
Come on, Tina. Ridiculous. I guess she kisses the magician. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, people's sexiest man alive.
All right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.